Okay. It is 7 o'clock. Call this emergency meeting of the Summit Hill District 161 Board to order. If you would all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy via telephone?
Here.
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mrs. Storino?
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mr. Marin?
Here.
Mrs. Borgens and Mr. Leonard are not here yet, but they should be here later.
Yeah, Mrs. Borgens called. She's on her way, so she should be here in just a couple of moments. Just to cover off the meeting here, we're meeting as an emergency meeting. This is under the Open Meetings Act 5 ILCS 120/2. The agenda in line with that legislation was posted as soon as available, which was earlier today. An emergency meeting is allowed in the case of a bona fide emergency. In this case, the President of the United States declared a national emergency today at 2:30 Central Time, followed by a state emergency declaration and school closing by the Governor of Illinois, and we're here to address those issues today. So we have three items on the agenda. The first is the emergency school closure timeline. So we've had a declaration from the governor and from local school districts, and I was contacted by a board member who wanted to make sure that we were closed for the appropriate amount of time. That board member was Mr. Leonard. And Mr. Leonard, I have, based on what you shared with me, come up with a motion. I'll read the motion. If it doesn't capture your thoughts, you can feel free to change it. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education direct the superintendent to close the District 161 schools for student attendance as follows: March 17th through March 30th, in accordance with the directive provided by the Governor of Illinois, closing all public schools for this period. March 16th, in alignment with the closure schedule for Lincoln Way District 210, and March 30th through April 3rd, in accordance with the District 161 2019-2020 school calendar.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Did I capture that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
So here the governor has told us that we have to close the 17th through the 30th. We have spring break already planned, the 30th through the 3rd. So the day being added here is the 16th, which would be Monday, and that's to line up with the local high school district, which we feed into District 210. Any questions or comments on it?
No, Lincoln Way 210 is closed on Monday?
They yes.
Okay.
For student attendance,
for student
they will
attendance,
not be open.
The teachers are coming.
Okay. Was that announced? Or was that
yes, it's a formal note.
No, it was not on their calendar, okay. And they just sent that out today to all parents and students.
I wasn't aware of that. Thank you.
Anything else? Can we have a roll call vote on that motion, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. The motion carries, so the school will be closed to student attendance on those days. The next action item we have is emergency school closure fund allocation. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education authorize the superintendent to ensure the continued payment of all District 161 employees during any mandated student attendance closure in a fair and equitable manner, ensuring that no employee suffers a loss of income from the closure, communicating the compensation plan to the Board of Education and employees via email no later than March 20th, 2020. Furthermore, the Board of Education authorized the unbudgeted spending at the superintendent's discretion in an amount not to exceed $75,000. To respond to expenses related to the emergency closure, including but not limited to cleaning or sanitizing costs, e-learning material or training expenses, consulting service costs, special education service expenses, or postage delivery fees.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. I put this one on there. Obviously, we're hearing a lot about hourly employees, which we have many, and we want to make sure that they're covered during the emergency closure, as they would not have expected this to come. And furthermore, I think we're going to have, or Barb will have, some cleaning fees for the schools to make sure they're sanitized.
Right.
And because everything is so fluid, I absolutely am concerned that we'll have a special education issue pop up. That's really the reason for the big number. I don't think
I was actually
going to
ask if that was enough.
I mean, we have no way to tell right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want it to not be enough for whatever we need to.
But I can always come back to you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Meeting on
yeah.
Wednesday, mm-hmm. So maybe we'll have a better idea.
Yeah.
I just worry about with special ed. Who knows?
Absolutely.
And that's so fluid. You have no idea what's going on.
Right.
So.
Oh, Leslie has something to say.
It's really undetermined. We haven't gotten a lot of guidance yet. There's really only been like two or three things that have referenced back to IEP students, and then I think it'll be more a determination if we decide to go a different curriculum route, because then students would be required to have all of their related service minutes, so then that will put us into a different situation, you know, later.
Okay.
So I pulled the $75,000 out of no man's land. I'm happy to increase it or remove it and just say expenses related to those things. I'm sorry?
I said, could we increase it?
Sure.
Just make an even $100,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if the superintendent sees fit, then we can take a vote or have an emergency meeting.
I think what you're hearing here, just to make sure we're all on the same page, we don't want to hear that there was a cost issue comes up. An amendment yes. motion has been made to increase this to $100,000. Can I have a second for that?
Second.
Okay. So we have $100,000 plus making sure everybody gets paid. Any extra questions on that?
Just for clarification, the salary is what we would expect it to pay anyway, so it's already budgeted.
Exactly. And I didn't write hourly, pay them as they were going to be paid. We're going to have to make it clear, and I'm only speculating because I have no idea what's going to go on. If there are emergency closure days that we have to use and then we have to make them up, well, we paid you once and then you're not going to get paid again at the end of the year. So rather than try to outline every scenario, I just called it fair and equitable and left it at that. So,
okay.
One question, especially you just kind of jogged my memory. With the thought of the students, are we planning on giving them any materials, or are we just going to assume that they have access to internet or tablets or whatever at home, or is this coming up later and I just didn't see it?
It's part of the plan is to we're finishing up this weekend on continuity of learning plans,
okay,
which would be online. However, at some of the grade levels like kindergarten,
sure,
first grade, you're going to need packets. And I think what Mr. Marin's referring to in this amount of money is you're going to have to send them home to the children. And again, it's just practice skills,
okay,
and things of that nature. But we're going to firm all that up this weekend.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Then my only thought is, you know, will we see mail interruption if we're, you know, so we'll have to think that through as well.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber, on the amended motion?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Starino?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. The motion carries. And finally, we have the emergency school closure educational planning. Again, this is an attempt to frame something with a tremendous number of questions out there. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education authorize the superintendent to work with the district's legal counsel, government representatives, labor representatives, and others as needed to develop an education an educational continuation plan, including negotiating any required terms, determining staff attendance, and/or managing communication.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? This is really just to authorize Barb to work on our behalf because things are going to change tremendously over the next couple of days. So,
do we need to put any kind of dollar amount on this for them to get extra things, or would that be included in that $100,000 that we've?
I meant for it to be included in the $100,000.
Just wanted to be clear.
No, thanks. Absolutely. Anything else? Okay, can we have a roll call vote, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Strino?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. That concludes our action items. Public comments? Go ahead.
All right, I'm speaking off the cuff, so I apologize if it's not. Thanks.
Is that on, please?
It's not on?
It doesn't sound like it is.
Or you could yell at us if it makes you feel better.
No.
Maybe you could do it as a cheer.
No, you know what? It's just, it was
on.
Okay. Just a couple questions. I don't know if you can answer or not. My understanding is Lincoln Way teachers are meeting on 3/16 from 8 to noon. Will you be having us teachers meeting on that day? Also, we want to let you know that we still would like to negotiate during this time with, as long as we're following the governor's parameters. We're more than willing to be talking about e-learning. I did let Superintendent Raines know. I already sent over a group of teachers that are willing to do it. I don't know if you have the answer to the 5 emergency days, but we're trying to understand with what ISBE said and them declaring it, is it what we have to make up or not? When you said salary only, so the stipends that teachers receive daily, I know you kind of said this, Mr. Marin, but I'm not.
You're just clarifying.
Teachers that depend on their lunch stipend every single day. I don't know what you said, and I know that's getting down to those things, but I'm going to be asked these questions, so if there was be a way if you can communicate.
Well, because we won't be able to communicate to you, so.
We outlined it as authorized mandated student attendance closure in a fair and equitable manner, ensuring that no employee suffers a loss of income. Yeah, so we don't.
So right, that's it's not things. Okay.
It's not fleshed out to that degree yet, but the overall idea was that nobody would lose income due to this unscheduled closing.
Okay, thank you.
And as far as attendance or when we'll be meeting, that was covered by the third one, and we're not framing anything. I don't think we have a response yet.
No.
As far as Monday having teachers, not having teachers, we've kind of punted that to the superintendent.
Right. We don't know yet.
On Monday. Well, right now Monday's a closure day.
Right, but Lincoln Way is meeting from 8 to noon.
Do you want the teachers to come?
The teachers.
We will be communicating that shortly. The administrative team is working this weekend to dot all these I's that were just delivered to us at 4:00 today.
Okay.
And we will get back with you.
Okay.
I know that you're making it up as you go along, as everyone is. Just obviously, we're going to communicate to the parents tonight. If we can make a call on that. If there's a need for an attendance day, let's make it later in the week.
Double check if there's a need for the attendance.
We can, right, let's make it Friday instead of Monday, just so people have time to plan over the weekend, because everybody's in a mess. So.
Absolutely. Families, yeah. Well, because all their kids are off now, too.
Right.
So, okay. Thank you.
Not everybody's kids might be off. That's the other piece. They're going to have trouble finding subs.
Everyone's,
and those kind of thing.
No, everyone's kid is off.
Yeah, the whole state.
Oh, true.
That's
true.
The key.
That's why
I'm, go on
that's
Monday,
why
so
I'm holding not saying Monday.
Okay.
Is because
right.
some are,
right.
you know,
right.
it starts Tuesday. And that's why I'm hesitating on telling you anything about Monday.
That's fine. I'm just going to be, I just want to make sure to get the info out. Thank you.
You just might have issues.
Yeah, it would probably be pertinent to give the teachers a day or two, as well as the administrative staff, to get everything in order and make sure that whatever setting that's being set up for anybody to gather is a safe setting.
Or have them monitor their email.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things.
So Well, hold on a second. Man, this is such a mess. Governor Pritzker's order and what we heard today only covers from Tuesday the 17th. Mm-hmm. So closing on Monday is at the Board of Education's direction.
That's correct.
It has to be an emergency day. It can't be an act of God day that we don't have to make up.
Right.
So we would have to.
Because we made that call, not the governor.
Okay.
So if it's an emergency day, then the teachers would not be in attendance.
Right.
If it's an act of God day, you can do it the other way. I'm not going to speak to what Lincoln Way is doing.
That's rapidly changing.
We can't decide that it's an act of God day.
Right. Only the state board can
only
do that.
Only the state board can do that.
But
so act of God takes over on the 17th.
But haven't we had like days where we've had certain schools that are closed and teachers just attend because of, you know, a flood in a building or something? Isn't there a chance to have school like as an in-service as opposed to not having it a closed emergency day?
That's one for Scott. I don't know.
Like, make it like a non-attendance or non-student attendance.
Because like I say, we can only do it using our five emergency days.
But we have...
At the end of the year, no one's going to care if we make this up. Because this is such a mess.
This is a new...
Right. We've never been in this before.
Been in this position.
We haven't used any of our emergency days yet.
So exactly.
We have time to pump that to if we have to do something.
Talk to Scott.
Well, I did talk to the assistant regional soup because we were together most of the day today. And what he said was if you choose to, before Pritzker, if you choose to take Monday or Tuesday or whatever day, and make it in, he called it a an in-service or an institute.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it would be an institute because then kids wouldn't be there.
Right.
You could do that, and all you do is amend your calendar at the end of the year because that's what some of the districts were talking about, knowing that Pritzker started on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying, well, I'm just going to call an emergency institute day. And so I followed up with him, and he said, you can do that. You have to have a certain amount of time that you banked in between. And I'm sure that, that would be something we could also do.
Do we have another institute day before the end of the school year?
Do not. We only have two institute days, and they're the first 2 days of the school year.
Or half days or anything?
We have half days that are scheduled. John, we do not have any in March?
We have March 27th, it's supposed to be a half day.
But you really wouldn't want a half day with the situation because we would want to be dealing with teachers?
Right.
And down the road, maybe we could figure out a way
to
make this work. But if Monday was an institute day, that would have a number of advantages. If the teachers had to come in Monday,
mm-hmm.
we could have the buildings open so if somebody had forgotten something at school,
yes.
they could come in, grab their stuff, and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Did the kids bring home their tablets?
They do not bring home their tablets.
Not for this?
No, they...
They know.
No.
Okay.
The tablets stay in school.
But, there would be some advantages to that. And then, I know that it was brought up that certain teachers might need to give stuff out or have it.
Yes.
So in small groups. We're trying to avoid large groups, but a few kids coming in to grab some stuff and the teachers being there is not going to be a large group setting as long as we don't have all the teachers have a big meeting.
We're still not a large group if we're in our building.
It's only
that's true. Right. So if we could do it as an institute day, it could solve a lot of problems, I think.
It certainly can. We also need to get communication out there that, some kids have to grab the parents have to get the medication from the school nurse. Other things that you wouldn't think of, the kids on free and reduced, they can come pick up their lunch, and we have to get all of those logistics set up, and that's what we were going to do this weekend. So if we, and I don't want to backtrack on anything that's already been approved, but if we put an institute day in on Monday, so that's teacher only, this weekend we can get all those parameters set up and communicate it out, and it doesn't change the message that's already out there.
That, you're covered under the third item we passed, because it covers everything. So if that's part of the plan on how to continue, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm. And last thing, I just want to thank you for covering all the paras. I know they're not in the union, but there are backbones in our classroom and in our buildings, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hi, Kevin Ryder with Chef. I'm just going to say, as a parent, I have a child at Lincoln Way East. Just to clarify, I've been texting with several parents at East, West, and Central. No communication has come out that we're aware of for Monday. So just so you're aware, we have not heard that there is no school for students.
I have the email if you would like to see.
Okay. I'm just saying, I've talked to several parents. It's not come out widely. It's not on Skyward right now. So, I mean, the communication may be out there, but the parents are not aware. As far as we're aware, there's still school for students on Monday. We've heard rumors that students are allowed to come in from 8 to noon to gather what they need to.
No.
Okay,
I'll go ahead and read it if you care.
Well, yeah. No, I would just forward it to them, because I don't want to start speaking for Lincoln.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Just so that you know, I mean, parents are not aware of that, so... Yep.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that, yeah, Lincoln Way...
And just so you also know, the auto dial that they do is also being done.
Okay. Yeah, and it may not come out yet. I just wanted to clarify that when I heard. So, thank you.
See me after the meeting.
At 6:35, the email.
Tonight?
Yeah, I just haven't.
Oh. Mine came in at 5:56.
Oh. Maybe they're rolling it out then.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, anyone else? Future meeting dates, we will have our meeting here on March 18th, 2020. This is next Wednesday. The Mary Drew Administrative Center at 7 p.m. Do you want to have the policy committee meeting?
I'm fine with that if the, you know how I do that.
Okay, so we'll have policy committee meeting at 6 p.m. We'll have the regular board meeting here at 7 p.m. I'm working with Dr. Raines to keep the agenda as short as possible. We will not be including superintendent and staff updates. There are some items that we have to address in March, and therefore we will get together. We will address the minimum number of items necessary and get out.
And we are allowed to have that even though there will not be class in session?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to...
Because the district office is open, right?
It's just... basically, it's like summer, right? You can have a meeting on a Saturday or anything, as long as it's not a holiday, and this is not a holiday. So again, we will have the meeting. We will keep it as brief as possible, but we do have to handle some employment-related things before April 1st, so we will we'll meet then.
So as of right now, is the district office going to be open every day?
Yes.
Okay. Just in case anyone's listening, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
In that event, are we... The staff of district office, are they being given an option for their to not come in for their own mental, you know, if they, I don't know how that's working. I mean, I'm expected to go to work. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what.
But they're 12-month employees, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's just obviously, with district office employees, we have the option to keep the 6-foot rule, although we're not doing a good job of it over there right now.
Yeah, right.
We do have the option to keep the 6-foot rule, which is the guideline that they gave. We'll be well under 250 people. Okay. We just don't have that many texts yet, though Kevin is going to make a request. And so I think we're okay to have district office. The ultimate decision may be made to keep some staff at each individual school, such as a clerk or a secretary, to man the front door. But those are decisions that, you know, Dr. Raines will have to make.
Okay. And
we'll have to look at it later again, just to make sure that we're being as fair as possible to everybody. It's not going to be perfect, but we'll do what we can.
Dr. Raines?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't like talking. I can hear an echo. I was wondering, as far as the kids, so they'll be working on homework while they're home, like there'll be something set up for them, so they're doing work while they're off?
It's considered, it's a continuity of learning plan, and the plan is what ISBE is requiring of us. It's kind of like the first phase of an e-learning plan, if you will. I guess that's the easiest way to explain it. With this phase, it's basically practicing what you've already learned, those types of learning opportunities, but there's no mandate for it to be graded or anything of that nature.
Okay.
It's the e-learning. We're working with I think that perhaps, you know, we can look at other devices such as cell phones, parent cell phones, perhaps using those. I mean, there's just a lot of things that we need to dial into. I know one district is teaching their students how to use their parent's cell phone or their cell phone as a hotspot, you know, for internet and things of that nature. So we're trying to think through those processes to put a good plan in place, you know, should there be, you know, a need for a Q&A on things, and a lot of directions that need to be given so far.
Okay.
But thank you for the question.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.